For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I recently returned from Vancouver, Canada, where I got a chance to visit with Mark Emery and his associate, Michelle Rainey. This is a town that's in flux. The government seems to be changing. Perhaps the focus within the city is changing, but there is progress being made towards drug policy, towards understanding how to better proceed. What is your perceptions in this regard?
I feel, unfortunately, City Council, yes, wants to have progression with the addicts in our community and the drug policy, but the police are not in line. The police are against what City Council wants. Unfortunately, we see now addicts are possibly being arrested in our side streets who are shooting up, and that's not necessary to be arresting addicts. Addicts need help. They need help in our community, whether it's putting them in a facility of some sort so that they can get the help that they need to recover, or whether it is figuring out what is the necessity of their problems to begin with.
And of course there is the situation that lingers ever in the background regarding you and Mr. Emery and the seeds. Tell us how that situation stands at this time.
Well, we go to court again on December 8th, and Justice Dome is going to want to set an extradition date hearing. And so myself and Mark Emery and Greg Williams are up against a big, big fight in Canada to keep our sovereignty. And I'm demanding that all Canadians stand beside us and keep us in Canada. There's no reason for the USA to have come into our country to prosecute three activists, marijuana activists, and they're just very angry right now at the progression we've made in Canada.
I think it rather ironic that the U.S., with a now all 91-year history of absolute abject failure in this drug war, is trying to export it to the nation of Canada.
They're trying to export it to other nations, not just Canada. And it is a control situation. Economical and financial loss in their eyes if cannabis goes legal, whether it's in the pharmaceutical, whether it is in the cotton industry. I mean, all you need to do is look back to, you know, 80, 90 years ago in history as to why this was made illegal. Prior to that, one of your presidents, wasn't it, George Washington, was growing hemp, also smoking it. So let's face it, this is an economical and financial loss for certain people that have their investments made into prohibition.
If you'd like to hear more of this interview with Michelle Rainey, I urge you to visit our website, drugtruth.net. Click on the Century of Lies program. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.